Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
That's driven well to center. Cowser at the wall. Cowser! Oh, he nearly took it away. Torkelson bests him for a real game-breaking two-run shot.
You know, you see the two quick outs, three of the five innings against a pretty tough lineup, and you feel good about him. He just kind of couldn't slow down the damage once it started. It happened really fast tonight, and that was probably the story of the game. You know, my guess is probably just experience at this point. It's hard for me to know the exact specifics of every individual pitcher, you know, him included. That's probably a better question for our pitching staff. But, you know, I think more than likely just continuing to get thrown out there and continuing to do it. I think the right-handed bats probably didn't help as much against him. The kid that came in, X, did a good job. Looks like the sinker was sharp. You know, I felt like we started to get to him as the game went on. I liked the at-bats against Conley. I thought it was good. We had a chance, pretty good chance to load the bases right there. Didn't happen.
That's Tony Mantolino talking about Detroit's philosophy going with the opener. Herder, who's a good relief pitcher, and he's sub-2 earned run average. And the Orioles, as we know, they're not good against lefties, whether it's Tarik Skubal, me. Anybody left-handed throws a baseball at the Orioles is probably going to have some level of success. But, you know, switching from, you know, the lefty to righty, and, you know, you've got to judge your lineup based on expectations in regards to what A.J. Hinch is going to follow up with. And we knew Gibson Long was going to be part of the equation, because he was originally scheduled to be the starting pitcher. And then they flipped it a little bit. But you can't start pinch hitting in the second inning or third inning. You just got to ride with what you have. And as you heard Manzo say, hey, we were cool with the matchups that we anticipated. Just didn't get the job done, which has kind of been the story of the year for the 2025 Orioles offense, which we'll get into more in depth as we proceed with said show. And he was also talking about Cade Povich. And Cade Povich is a guy that we've talked about. Nolan, you get in here on this one too. Keeper, as we see it. But the struggles are starting to increase here. His K rate's starting to increase, but the earned run average is too. And he hits a lot of bats. Even with the strikeout rate rising a little bit, he's not, you know, Frank Tanana vintage brand K's, but he's getting his K's. But he gives up a lot of contact. Now, a lot were bloopers and bleeders and everything of that nature. And we heard in the opening of the show, Kevin Brown's call on Masson, where just watching on TV, I thought Kowser snagged it.
I did too.
I thought he got it. And then the replay showed he didn't even get a glove on it. But still, great baseball card picture for Colton Kowser. And for Torkelson, another home run. And the Tigers come in, get the cheap hit, get the home run, and do what they have to do to achieve victory. And they are the best team in baseball. Just look at their record. Their playoff team last year won a series. They're a team on the rise. A lot of young, veteran, mixy kind of things. And the Orioles got Casey Mize and Tarik Skubal the next 2 days, which we'll talk about. But getting to Cade Povich, Nolan McGraw, with Trevor Rogers dealing down on the farm. Remember him? I'm like, oh, man, this guy's terrible. But now it's like, oh, is he Mike Flanagan reincarnated? So what are we doing now, Nolan, with Cade Povich? Do we keep him in? for the duration? Or do you bring Rodgers up and then see what Povich can do? Maybe send him to the pen just for a bit. Because I don't think sending him to the minors really accomplishes much, I wouldn't think.
No. Well, it's kind of the same thing when you talk about like Kerstad and Mayo. You know, what are they actually going to learn and get better at by facing AAA pitching? Well, same thing for Povich. I mean, you know, issue last night, it's not like it was walks. It's not like it was command. Seemed to have everything working. Just can't finish the inning. You get two outs and then a lot of damage with two outs. That just can't happen at the major league level. You face an opposing lineup, you get two outs on them, they should fold. Or maybe they get one guy on and that's it. But I don't know. I mean, his issues have been so all over the place this year. One start, it might be command for him. Start like last night, he just can't put them away. Other outings, he's got an inflated pitch count, so he can't go deep. To me, I just see a young, inexperienced pitcher. And I want to see him keep getting that major league experience. The problem is, for that successful 10-day stretch that they had a week or so ago, nobody was pitching poorly enough that you would remove them for a Trevor Rodgers. Ideally, you know, Charlie Morton would have continued to stink it up. He would have been an easy, all right, you're out of here. We roll with Rodgers. I have a hard time bouncing Povich because he hasn't been great, but he hasn't been obscenely bad.
Yeah, and he's controllable. He's young. He's left-handed.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's many reasons to keep him around. But you mentioned the starting pitching during that six-game winning streak, 8-10, 9, whatever it was. Four straight non-quality starts. Going back through Sacramento and then last night. Yeah. But we can also get back to this offense. Got Mullins back. You got Westberg back, who homered late. Made it a competitive game in the ninth inning. Can't score. There's no consistency with this lineup. I mean, Holiday's doing his thing. Gunnar had two more knocks last night. Adley's having a great May. But where's the clutch hit? What were they, 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position? Yeah. Nothing incredible. I mean, where's the big 4-5-run crooked number uprising in an inning? Like, let's deliver KO punches here and then kind of cruise control from there. And that seems to be a struggle. Orioles aren't getting thumped like they were when they accumulated this last place record. But there's something not happening with them. And I believe this is the first time Westberg, Kowser, Mullins at all. I mean, Gunnar wasn't even active in the first series of the year. These guys have all been in the same lineup this season. I mean, it is kind of crazy time. So it's only one game. And if you were going to steal one, if you will, against Detroit, last night was the game. Now you got Eplin tonight. Can he match Mize? We'll see. And then tomorrow it's Kramer against Skubal. And, you know, you're hoping for the best in that one.
Bob, back to your point about the bats. I mean, until the ninth inning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Holiday and Gunnar had 4-to-5 hits, you know, so two of your players, you know, got all the hits. You know, you had a lot of people not getting any hits throughout the game.
Right. I mean, look, they scratched and clawed for what they had early. I mean, the way they manufactured their first run, I thought was great. That was kind of picture perfect. You know, Holiday gets on, steals his way into scoring position. Gunnar, with a great at-bat, worked it full, fouled off a couple more pitches, and then drives him in. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that we've been calling for. But like Bob said, it's just one run. How do you tack on? How do you add to it? I thought there was a great opportunity to have a big inning in the eighth. Should have loaded the bases. The O'Hearn situation, you know, ball four.
Yep.
Get called a strike. And
that's nauseating.
It is. Well,
it's like every freaking game.
It's frustrating on two levels. Obviously, the umps.
That's exactly what I'm talking
about. Well, and then, but you could say, all right, it was 3-0. There was clearly ball four, but all right, strike. Next two pitches
were balls
that he fouled, were fouled off, were even more far off than the one that got called a strike. And O'Hearn swinging at him. And I understand it. All right, you just saw a ball get called a strike. You don't want to stare at another one. But at the same time, I don't know. There's no reason for him two in a row to swing at it. That's a bit much for me.
But I'll go with O'Hearnsey being kind of aggressive because he has no idea what the strike zone's going to be now.
I understand.
So
that,
I'm like, but I don't know what this guy's going to call. So I got
one. Yeah, for one pitch to protect, you're absolutely right.
Okay.
But two in a row that were even worse than the one before? Nah.
All right. Nah. I hear you.
Well, how about let's just play this one out because Westberg, his first at bat in the ninth, he hits the homer. If O'Hearn walks and he's up with the bases loaded, does he hit a grand slam?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.